Here we are, 1:15 on Tuesday, continuing looking at this day in Baptist history. I'm going to start off with reading in Acts chapter 8, and starting in verse 26, and it says, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he rose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. It was returning, and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. And then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip, that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture where he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearers, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself? Or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Today we're looking at every Baptist a missionary. Every Baptist a missionary. Johann Gerhard Oken lived a life that was spiritually rich, and it proves challenging to Baptists today. On this day, January 22nd, 1800, marks his birth. For 50 years, he served the Lord tirelessly. Thus, he also became known as the father of continental Baptists. As a teenager, Johann Oken left his native Germany for England, where the young Lutheran served an apprenticeship under a devout Scottish Presbyterian tradesman. He treasured his Bible and read regularly, but it was only following a serious accident that the young man became sensitive to his personal spiritual needs. After recovering from his near encounter with death, Oken accepted Christ upon hearing a rousing sermon in a Methodist church, and immediately he thought of becoming a missionary. He later wrote, "From that day I became a witness, albeit a weak one, of God's love to sinners and his all-powerful grace." Presenting himself for German missionary service, Oken was sent by the British Continental Society. The Lutheran faith lacked evangelistic fervor, and so Oken united with the English Reformed Church and sent out for Hamburg. His ministry was disapproved by the German state, and he was forbidden to preach. Thus, he resorted to distributing Bibles and became an agent of the Edinburgh Bible Society. During the course of his lifetime, Onken distributed over 2 million copies of the scriptures. When his wife gave birth to their first child, he began to wonder. He began to wonder about having the infant christened. As he studied God's word, Onken became convinced that there was no authority in Scripture for infant baptism and accepting believers' immersion as the true New Testament teaching. Johan longed to be immersed for 5 years. He could find no one to perform the New Testament ordinance. But in the course of time, the Reverend Barna Sears, an American studying in Germany, met Onken and 6 others who desired to be faithful to God's word. On April 22, 1834, these 7 believers became the first fruits of thousands in Germany as they were immersed at night in the river Elbe near Hamburg. The next day, these 7 were constituted a church, the first Baptist church of modern time in Germany, and Onken was chosen as pastor. Onken's life from that time on is an amazing narrative, for within little more than 4 years, churches were begun in Berlin, Oldenburg, and Stuttgart. Onken was soon summoned before the magistrates, and the Senate of Hamburg attempted to suppress these Baptists. Finally, in May of 1840, he was arrested and cast in prison for the first of what became numerous imprisonments. This opposition merely caused spiritual advance. Onken's witness was not limited to Germany, for he carried the work into Denmark and the Netherlands and preached as well in Lithuania, Switzerland, Poland, and Russia. Onken served as a one-man missionary society. He served as a theological seminary and literature distribution center. Seldom has one person contributed so much to the development of a denomination, nor left his stamp more indelibly upon it. Not only in Germany, but also throughout Europe, much of the Baptist work stems either directly from Onken or from others whom he trained and sent out. He served in an almost apostolic role, making extensive missionary tours of his own, writing letters to win converts and to confirm others in the faith, and sending out missionaries and ministers to sustain the work thus begun. Onken's motto was, "Every Baptist a missionary." And by 1850, the First Baptist Church of Hamburg supported 3 missionaries and assisted in raising funds to erect more than 20 Baptist church buildings in Europe. But Johann Onken was himself a missionary. In 1847, he went to Switzerland, and gaining converts, he baptized them and formed a church. Again, in 1847, he traveled to Austria and baptized several. 1855 found Onken in Latvia, preaching the gospel. In one of his tours, Onken baptized a Romanian convert who began work in Bucharest, I don't know, in 1858 as a colporteur. And in time, a church was formed there as well. Some Hungarians in Germany came into contact with Onken, and after being converted, went back as missionaries to their own people. Believing in the power of the printed page, Johann Onken distributed gospel literature everywhere he went. He organized the laymen of his church in Hamburg to distribute tracts from house to house, and he assisted in establishing the first regularly published Baptist paper in Europe, called the Mission Paper. In hopes of distributing the gospel message far and wide, Onken would visit ships and port, distributing tracts and Bibles. For he believed that the Word of God was living and could produce spiritual life. In every way, Onken was a unique man who brought up every opportunity to share the message of redemption, and with the enormous effort, he made an enduring impression for Christ. Cathcart has written, "Mr. Onken could not be intimidated nor silenced. He paid no heed to the prohibitions of the authorities. He dreaded not the dungeon and yielded not, even when incarcerated. Surely his life is an inspiration and calls for us to be faithful as well to our blessed Lord." In 1860, a law was passed giving religious freedom, and on April 17th, 1867, the First Baptist Church of Hamburg dedicated a new building seating 1,400 people. On January 2nd, 1884, the soul of Mr. Onken stretched its wings for the land of unfading day, and Mr. Onken was ushered home. It's an amazing life for somebody to have such an impact on not just one church, not just one little area, but to have such an impact on such a large area. It does remind us of the work that the apostles had in the New Testament and the early churches, that they continued to work, that the gospel continued to win out all around the world, that it wasn't just one man focusing on one area. And that's what we do now today in our missions, as we continue to support those that do go all around the world. I pray that we would continue to do that. Proverbs chapter 3 and verses 5 through 10 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruit, honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine." We must learn to trust in the Lord, to especially in our ministering for him and seeking to take the gospel to the lost. It must be through him. So again, I hope that is a challenge to you, that we would live a life such as Johann Onken did, to be a faithful witness. Even as he said, from that time on, from the time of his salvation to the time of his death, he was a witness. Though early on he himself claimed to not be a very good witness, he claimed to be a weak witness, he still witnessed. We all have a testimony to share, and we must be faithful to give that out to the lost world. Again, hope that was a blessing, and we look forward to being back here tomorrow at 1:15. Bye.